Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, my dear brother and sister in Islam. Last 48 hours, many things happened to me. And I decided I have to share it with you. I beg you for Allah, and I promise you, my last session, the one I did in last 12 hours, I want you to, all of you, listen to it over and over again. Extremely important, and reflect. Second, I have a message for you. This can take care about all your problem. All your problem, I can help you out. Very simple. It's all in authentic hadith. When Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in hadith Qudsi, he said, أَنَا عِنْدَ حُسْنَ ظَنَّ عَبْدِي بِي, I am according to my slave the way he think about me. And the rest of the hadith. But let's take the first sentence and see how I live it. You can find this hadith in Sahih Bukhari, in Muslim, in Riyadus Salihin, in the chapter of trusting Allah and the chapter of Husn al-Dhanna Billah, to have good faith and gesture to Allah. And we believe it or not, a part of our Iman. Let me tell you what the problem with us. Marry, not marry, business, family, you name it. If you listen to me carefully and take my advice, I promise you, all your problem is solved. And if you do not listen to my advice, you will generate problem and calamity and drama non-stop. You will generate it. How? I'm looking for a job. I'm looking for apartment. I'm looking for a wife. I'm to care about my family. I'm going to move with someone. I have some problem with my family. One of the things I hear, oh, if I go visit so-and-so, so-and-so will do such-and-such. If I move with so-and-so, this will happen. If I get this job, this will happen, this will happen, this will happen. If I move to this apartment, this will happen. What it mean? We assuming part of the future. And we always assuming the worst. Number one, let me give you bad news. This is kufr. Because future in the hand of Allah. Second is shirk. Nobody tell you you know the future. You have no control over it. You can be dead before all this happened. This all drama from shaitan. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in Quran, الشيطان يعدكم الفقر. Shaitan, he promised you poverty. How shaitan promised me poverty? Make me worry about different condition in the future and try to calculate it with my mind. But did I have Jibreel alayhi salam? No. Did Allah send me a revelation? No. How I know anything about the future? I don't. Who give me the right to assume what can happen? Nobody. Except only one thing. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he said, trust me, believe in me, I will take care about you. Imagine I by my own mind and my own shaitan, I said, Allah, you're not going to help me. It will not work. This will happen, this will happen, this will happen. I was talking to many people and I discovered their brain, Allahu Akbar. Their brain connected to Bollywood 100%. Once they think, they have to make a drama. And all this drama, in next 1 month, 1 week, 1 year, who said that? Who tell you all this will happen? Nobody. This is the director and producer of all the drama. Who's that? Shaitan. Who listen to him? Is you. Who invite him? You. Who believe in him? You. Who disbelieve in Allah? You. Is Allah will help you? No way. Imagine now I'm a farmer. Go, I have 1 acre, 2 acre, 10 acre. I put all the seeds and I behave like that. Which seed will come? Which seed will not come? Which seed the worm will eat it? I will go crazy. Before any seed will grow, I will have a heart attack. Can I have some chicken? I can't. Can I have some goat? I can. Can I go fishing? I can. It makes me paralyzed. It makes me never achieve anything. It makes me stuck. It makes me make drama for every event and every decision. It makes me always delay, do good deed or anything. And make me miserable inside. It makes me not relax. It makes me unhappy. It makes me uneasy. Do you see how many? All this because I allow myself to step into the future and assuming anything. What is the mu'min? The mu'min believe, I trust in Allah. I believe in Allah. I know Allah will take care of me. Bismillah tawakkaltu ala Allah. Wa ma tawfiqi illa billah. Finished. How much Allah will support me according to how much I trust in Allah. You trust in Allah 100%, Allah support you 100%. You believe in Allah 100%, Allah will be for you 100%. Can Allah take care about him for me in a way I never expected? 100%. He promised already. But why Allah will give it to me? Only if I'm Abdullah. And I'm using only one thing. I'm using one verse in Quran. إِيَّاكَ نَعْبُدُ وَإِيَّاكَ نَسْتَعِينَ. Only you we worship. Only you we seek guidance and support from you. That's it. Finished. I'm going to get a job. Bismillah tawakkaltu ala Allah. I'm going to marry. Bismillah tawakkaltu ala Allah. What will happen? I don't know. I aim for the best. Even if she divorced me, if she loves somebody else, if she ran away, I don't care. I did my job. I try. Finish. Bismillah tawakkaltu ala Allah. We have no right to assume future. We have no right to assume the worst. We have to assume the best. And Allah will be for you according to how much you feel about Allah and how much you believe in Allah, how much you trust in Allah, how much you rely on Allah, how much you have faith in Allah, how much you are open your chest and said, Bismillah tawakkaltu ala Allah. I do the planning, I do my steps, the rest in the hand of Allah. Finished. Can I do drama? Can I do all? No. No, not at all. I can. I have no right. And now I have harmony. I have tranquility. I have sakina. I have peace. I have happiness. I'm in the hand of Allah. Finished. This I call it the key, one of the key of happiness. And open the door of the unseen support from Allah. It can make you cry from joy. But you need iman. Relax. Relax. You want think? Think about Allah. You want do calculation? Just do calculation. Or said Allah, allow me to go to Jannah. Just be for Akhirah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us among those who believe in Allah, trust in Allah, rely on Allah, be busy with Allah, have good gesture of Allah and everybody else. Can Allah change the condition and the heart and everything for everybody? 100%. Why He changed it? If you change your heart. Your heart is not your action. Allah will never change the condition of anyone unless He changes within. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala open our heart, make us relax with Him, for Him, by Him. Ameen ya Rabbil Alameen. I was sitting with one brother. He's not married. But I discovered when I talked to him, I don't think at all, I don't think he calling Allah, he won't get married. Why? He's supporting his family. He has a lot of support to do. And he doesn't have extra money. Can he get married? Sure he get. Can he get a nice wife even with money and everything? Sure. Can he get even a wife to love him? And she's already, for example, a divorcee or a widow. Or even she was from a rich family and she loved him and she said, don't worry about it. Can Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala send him an easy way to make money? Can Allah make our life easy? You know what? When I was talking to him, I discovered something. If you go to the chapter of dua, go open any book of hadith and find out the chapter of dua. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala get angry of the people do not make dua. Why we do not make dua? Because shaitan promised me poverty. And he tell me, oh, you cannot ask Allah, you cannot do this, you cannot do that. You're not qualified. I'm shy to ask Allah for it. All this shayateen poverty. In the opposite. I do not deserve nothing. And I call Allah Ya Wahhab. What is Wahhab? The one who gives those who doesn't deserve. Oh Ya Allah, the generous, Sahib al-Fadl al-Azim, open for me in a way I never expected. Give me Allah from your bounty. Make my life easy. Make my provision easy and give me time to spend it for you, Ya Allah. To be for you, Ya Allah. To support your deen, Ya Allah. To support my family, Ya Allah. To support the needy and poor, Ya Allah. Can Allah do it? The one who take care about the whale, he go, take some tons of fish and he go to the sea. Take a rendezvous, take a vacation. Once in a while he go. He doesn't go fishing every 5 minutes. Imagine the whale now going to the sea. Oh, I do not know. Where is the fish? I'm going to die. What Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asked me, look in the earth, look in the Mekane kingdom. Look at my power, look at my might, look at my ability. This part of our iman. Look what I can do. This your power, this your righteousness. Allah will give you according to what you're thinking about. Make dua, a lot of dua, sincere dua, conviction dua, with 100% belief, Allah will take care about me. Allah will give me. Just set good niyyah, make dua, trust in Allah. Don't ever stuck and be in the net of the poverty of shaitan. Don't. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. He can open and change the condition in a way you never expected. In the time he want, in a way he want. What Allah want? Knock on the door. Keep knocking the door, trust him. And don't think how. You cannot. You cannot. How, where, when is not your business. He can make it happen in a second. In a second, you will be crying. Try it. Try it, I promise you will be crying from joy. You will be crying from the bounty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala over you. Please, my brother and sister in Islam, don't surrender to shaitan. Don't surrender to the poverty of the networking of shaitan. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. The owner of heaven and universe, the one who take care about all this kingdom, he cannot give you your wishes. If he want, in the time he want, get up, make dua, sincere dua, with good intention, and trust in Allah. Aim high. Because you're not asking somebody who cannot. You're not asking somebody he's disabled or he doesn't have too much. No. He tell you, I have the treasure. I have all the keys of all the treasure. It's all mine. May Allah open for us and make us trust him and believe in him to get from him to open direct the treasure of Allah to us. Ameen Ya Rabbil Alameen. والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.